Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Pasuk V'Cholov, examining Chanan, Chticha Nasas Nevelo. We're going to examine the mechanics of kashering the Yorah Gadol, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Matos. The Torah tells us to kasher the Kli Midyan, and Tosos discusses the case of the Yorah Gadol, the biggest pot that they had that wouldn't be able to be put into another pot. We're going to discuss the mechanics of the kashering of the Yorah Gadol according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, and then we're going to distinguish between Tam Ke'ikar and Chanan within the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But first, let's discuss by Rabbeinu Tam the kashering of the Yorah Gadol. So we're dealing with a Kli Ben Yomo that's Aser, right? And we're dealing with, of course, we're not dealing with Basav Akolov in this year, we're really dealing with Shari Surim, Chanan of Shari Surim. So we have Shari Surim in the Yorah Gadol, in the walls of the Yorah Gadol. So, and we're dealing with Kli Ben Yomo, because it was an Ein Ben Yomo, then it wouldn't need to be Kashid Midraisa, and there was no Gezer of Ein Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo at that time. So, what is the problem? Why is this a kasher on Rabbeinu Tam? Because when the person tries to kasher the Yorah Gadol, since they're not putting it into another kli where they're going to have shishim, and when you're kashering a Ben Yomo kli, you need shishim. Today, when we kasher, typically we try to wait till it's ain't a Ben Yomo, and then you don't need shishim. Sometimes we don't have that luxury, but that's what we do typically. But in the Midbar, by the Kli Midyan, it was a Ben Yomo, so you needed shishim. So by the Yorah Gadol, the water in the water inside of the Yorah Gadol boiling is not going to be shishim keneged the bulios that are in the walls, because we're misharinin bedidei, we're misharinin with the walls of the Kli. Because we don't know how much comes out of the walls of the Kli, so we are machmer to require shishim keneged the volume of the vessel, and you don't have that, and so the blia, and so this is when the problem comes for Rabbeinu Tam, is when the blias come out of the wall of the Kli and they go into the water, the boiling water, so you don't have shishim in the water keneged those blias, and so they're not batal. And Rabbeinu Tam says Chanan by Shari Surim, and so the whole water becomes Aser. It's through and through Iser, and therefore you totally reinfect your Keli. You're really worse than you started off, because now your Keli is reinfected, recontaminated, and you need to wait 24 hours from that first boiling. Why do I mention this? Because we said it yesterday. I remember hearing from Rabbi Reisman. I'm not sure how seriously he meant it, but it's a good way to think about, to remember this idea of Chanan. There was a Shomer Shabbos bakery. They were Jewish. All the ingredients were kosher, but they baked on Shabbos. So a person who bakes on Shabbos, does a malach on Shabbos, so then it's aser. The food is aser for the person who doesn't bemazin forever. So assuming the owners were baking bemazin, so then it's really a malachol shalisser for them, right? The food that is baked on Shabbos they can never partake of. So what happens? So they bake on Shabbos. The food becomes aser, right? The baked food is aser because of Maisa Shabbos. It infects the keli, right? The keli absorbs the iser of the baked item. Now Motzi Shabbos, they use that pan that was used on Shabbos. They use the same baking pan that was used on Shabbos to bake Motzi Shabbos, which isn't within 24 hours, So the bleos of the Maisa Shabbos that are in the baking pan go from the baking pan into the new baked item on Shabbos. And you say Chanan, right? This is Shara Surin. You say Chanan, so you don't have Shishim in the baked item Motzi Shabbos connected the assuming you don't have Shishim in the baked item Motzi Shabbos connected the Belios of Maaseh Shabbos that are coming out of the Kli into the baked item, then we say Chanan on the baked item Motzi Shabbos and you reinfect the Keli, and so the Keli now you reset the Me'ez La'ez clock. And you really need another 24 hours to get out of the Ben Yomo status. But they're going to bake. They're going to bake Sunday morning. Well, that's the way bakeries go. They're baking all the time. So the this recontamination through Chanan is going to make all the baked items forever prohibited for the person who's baking b'mezid. So that's that. All right, so let's think about the mechanics of the cashing of the Yor Gadol according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right, Rabbeinu Ephraim does not say Chanan by Shara Surim. Rabbeinu Ephraim just needs to concern himself: does he have Shishim keneged the bleos that are coming out of the vessel out of the Yor Gadola? Do you have Shishim or not? You don't, right? So in the first boiling. The first boiling, you don't have shishim keneged the right. In the first boiling, you don't have shishim in the water keneged the bleos that are coming out of the walls. Right, so the bleos go from the walls into the water. They're not bottled in the water, and the issur goes right back into the kli. So the kli is reinfected. And the kli is reinfected, again you reset the maize clock, and the kli is recontaminated. But since we're not saying chanan on the water, and the it's just the blia itself, right? We're not going to the iser is not ballooned up. All Yidei Chanan, because we're dealing with Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're just dealing with the Isser itself. The Isser was in the wall. It came into the water. It's not Baltu B'Shishim. That's it. It's just the Isser itself. It doesn't, nothing is being expanded through Chanan. So we're going to assume, in the first boiling, we'll assume that the bleus that came out of the walls of the Kli and went into the water, we're going to assume some of the Isser remained in the water and was not reabsorbed into the walls. The Kli is still going to be Yasser, right? The Kli is still going to be Yasser because it reabsorbed Isser. Right? But when we empty the water, the boiling water from the first boiling, and of course, you don't want to do that practically. Just if you're emptying water, you don't want to... If you're dealing with Hagala, you're dealing with hot water, it's actually dangerous. Blowtorching Libun is also dangerous. Hagala is dangerous. People, accidents happen. You don't want to pour out the Hagala water when it's boiling. But, so after the first boiling, when you empty out the Hagala water, once it's cooled down, some of the Isser that remained in the water goes down the drain. Right, so we're assuming with Rabbeinu Ephraim that some of the Isser is going to remain in the water, and when the water is emptied out of the Keli, so then that little bit of Isser is going to be lost. The Kli is going to be reinfected in the first boiling. Okay, so now let's go to the second boiling. Right, the second boiling for the Hagola of the Yor Gadola. So we're adding new water to the Yor Gadola. And when we boil, the Isser from the walls goes into the water. And even if we don't have samach, we don't have shishim in the water, keneged the bleas that are coming out, And again, we're going to recontaminate our keli because they're going to go from the walls into the water. There's no shishim. So therefore, it's going to go from the water back into the walls of the kli. Again, we're going to assume that the iser, some of the iser remains in the water and will is not returned to the kli. So we're kind of chipping down the amount of iser that is going into the walls of the kli. So we're losing some iser with each hagola, because we're assuming some of the water, some of the iser remains in the hagola water, and when we change the water with each subsequent hagola, so then we're just chipping down in the volume of iser that's in the walls of the kli. Right, it's not all the is going to be returned to the kli. It's going to be lost in the water when we empty out the hagala water. At some point, there's going to be enough iser will be lost in the water when we discard of the hagala water after each hagala, that the water of the subsequent boiling is going to be shishim keneged what's coming out of the walls of the kli. Right, because with each hagala we're losing some iser in the water. We discard that water. We add new water, and so we're chipping down in the volume of iser. Eventually, the water will have shishim keneged what's coming out of the walls of the kli, and you'll have bittul iser, and you will not reinfect the keli. The blios in the walls of the kli will go into the water. They'll be bittul, and. And that's it. It will be a bottle of shishim, and you successfully kashered the Yore Gedola. So that's how Rabbeinu Ephraim would kasher the Yore Gedola of the Kli Midyan in the Midbar. That's how he would successfully do that midderaisa. Right? He does have a problem, because initially he has a problem. The blias are not batel b'shishim in the water, so it wouldn't the first couple of hagolas say would not work, but eventually he would be able to. But Rabbeinu Tam that wouldn't work, because each hagola, when you don't have shishim, you say chanan, and you're never able to chisel down the, at least halachically, you're never able to chisel down the tam. So when Rabbeinu Ephraim is kosherizing his Yoyer Gedola, he's really concerned with Nat Bernat, right? That's what it is. In the first Haggalah, I like to think of broadly of what's going on here with the kashering of the Yore Gedola. There's another way to, there's a technical way to describe what's going on with the kosherizing of the Yore Gedola according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. We're dealing with Nat Barnat, right? Let's not forget Nat Barnat. It's another great acronym. We have Hanan, we have Nat Barnat. Those are two of the best ones. So that's what's really going on here. We have a Nat Bernat of Isser going from the wall of the Kli into the water. Right? We know we have a general rule by Nat Bernat. That you don't throw anything out, b'di'evad, right? Nat Bernat is a kula. So why is this a problem for Rabbeinu Ephraim? It caused a serious problem when he didn't have shishim, but it's a Nat Bernat. We know Nat Bernat, b'di'evad, a general rule, doesn't work always, but as a general rule, b'di'evad, you don't throw anything out. A food that has Nat Bernat in it, you don't throw out. So what is the, why is Rabbeinu Ephraim having a problem here? So The answer is that the leniencies of not bernat are limited to cheter. It's not bernat the heterom, right? Milk, meat, chametz, koidim zman iser. But not bernat of isura has no such leniencies, and that's what the Taz says at the beginning of Sadi Hey, right? The first Taz in Sadi Hey says that he distinguishes between not bernat the hetera and not bernat the isura, and he says noisim tam is regarding hetera. And we say that it's tam kolosh, and therefore you have your kolos of nat bernat. That's dafka by hetera. Ube isura, afilu kama pamim nat bernat asar hakol. Right, as long as you do not have shishim, even though you have a nat bernat and a nat bernat bernat, as long as you don't have shishim, asar hakol. Right, so that's what happened with the first boiling. What's in the water is a tam that is a bar tam. Right, the first tam was the tam in the wall of kli. In the water, it's a nat bar nat. In the second boiling, you have a fourth generation nat. Now, as long as you don't have shishim, you it's nat bar nat isura in its asur. That's all. I just wanted to not lose sight of the other, you know, how we describe this in Simon Sadi Hey. It's a nat bernat asura. Nat bernat asura doesn't get any better just because you have more nats, right? As long as you don't have shishim, it's still asur. Okay, so let's distinguish now between, within Rabbeinu Tam, between Tam Ke'ikr and Chanan. It seems clear that there are two different concepts. Right, Tam Ke'ikr and Chanan clearly seem to be two different concepts. Tam Ke'ikr is dependent upon Tam. Once you lose Tam, you can't say, Redein with Tam can't say his Chumro of Heter Nishapech Kuloi Heter Nishapech Liyisr. But by Chanan, it seems that you do. Right, Rabbeinu Tam says, right, as long as you don't have Shishim, the whole Tarivus, right, Isser falls into Heter, by Shar Isurim, Isser falls into Heter, you don't have Shishim. Tam Ke'ikr tells you that the whole thing is Nishapich to Isser. If you eat a Kazayas of any part of it, by Chanan, whether you say Chanan or not, is really... The nafkamina is in the second nefila. It gets infected, so the whole thing gets infected. If you don't have shishim, so then it's aser, right? Whether you say chanan or not, in the first stage, it's aser. But when do you see the nafkamina of chanan is in the second nefila? Do you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, or do you need shishim keneged the belia? So Rabbeinu Tam says that you say chanan, the chaticha is nas nevel, it becomes a through and through iser, and you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. And if you don't say chanan, you just need shishim connected the bliya. But Tam Ke'ikr is dependent on the presence of Tam. So if in the second nefilo, you have samach, you have shishim keneged the absorption of iser in the chaticha, then you can't say tam ke'ikr. It's just that's the tam is mahapech to be considered mamashoy. But if you have no tam, you can't say that. So in the second nefilo. So in the first, in the contamination, the first stage of contamination, the, you know, a tipa of chela falls onto a piece of kosher piece of meat, and you do not have shishim, there's no shishim in the chaticha of heter keneged the chaliv, so then Rabbeinu Tam will say Tam Kikr tells you that the whole thing is hapech to Isser, and the whole chaticha is also, if you would eat one piece of that, any one piece of that chaticha, it would be Isser. So, but if that chaticha would subsequently fall into another pot with heter, and you have shishim keneged, just considering Tam Kikr, you have shishim keneged the original blia, not keneged the chaticha, but you have shishim keneged the original blia, that if someone would taste the contents of the pot, they would not taste meat because you have shishim keneged the chaliv. So then, we wouldn't say because of tam kikr kulon is hapek the iser, because there's no tam in the second tefillah. There's shishim neged the tam of the original contamination. So you're not going to say kulon heter is hapek the iser because you need tam, and there is no tam in the second tefillah. But considering Rabbeinu Tam's halacha of Chanan Bashar Surim, in the second nefilah, you would need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. And if you don't have it in the second nefilah, you don't have shishim keneged the whole chaticha. You just have shishim keneged the blia, but not the whole chaticha. Rabbeinu Tam would say the whole tarovis is aser because of Chanan, but not because of Tam Kikr. Right? When the chaticha was contaminated in the first nefilah, when the chaliv fell on the chaticha, so Rabbeinu Tam said that it was nases nevela, and the whole thing became a shtek iser because of Katicha nases nevela, and also it was cool in the yester because of Tam Kikr. When it fall in the second nefila, you have shishim keneged the chaliv, the blias chaliv, the original blias chaliv, so then you can no longer say Tam Kikr, but you will say Chanan, and you need the whole taros to be usher because you don't have shishim keneged the volume of the chaticha. The whole thing was nisapically usher. So it seems that there is a difference between tam kikr and chanan. In other words, chanan is not working through tam kikr. Chanan will override tam kikr. When you don't have tam, in the second nefila, you will still say Chanan, because the chaticha bit was nasas nevela, and the whole thing became through and through iser. Like keilu, it's a piece of chazer through and through, and not just an absorption of iser and heter. So then you need shishim keneged the chaticha. If you don't have it, so then the second tarevis will be aser. But it's not going to be aser because of tam kikr, because in the second nefila, you didn't have shishim. You did have shishim. In the second nefila, you had shishim, and you have no tam, and therefore you can't say Rabbeinu Tam's kulo is hapech liyaser. Okay. So I think we'll stop there for today. So we examined the mechanics of kashering the Yorah Gedola, the Kli Midyan, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, how Rabbeinu Ephraim would be able on a Torah level to kasher the Yorah Gedola, because the water remains, the iser remains in the water in each boiling, in each hagola, some of the iser remains in the water, and when that water is discarded, that iser is lost, and therefore with each boiling you lose a little bit of the iser in the hagola water that's discarded, and eventually you'll have shishim in your water connected what's coming out of the walls of the kli. And we distinguished between just now between Tam Ke'ikar and Hanan according to Rabbeinu Tam. And it also mentioned that what's coming out of the Rabbeinu Ephraim is dealing with a nat benat esura. And nat benat esura, even though you're getting more nats, each hagala you're getting two more nats. But as long as you don't have shishim, like the Taz says, as long as you don't have shishim, ube esura fila kama pamim nat benat asur hakol. So it doesn't matter how many nats you have. As long as you don't have shishim connected your napranat esura, it's going to be asur. Mash enke napranat hetera. So it's just like to keep oriented within halacha that there is we have all these kulas of napranat hetera. That's really very different from napranat esura. We assume even though physically it seems to be the same. Right? In other words, a napranata sura and a napranata hetera are identical physically, right? It's just a secondary flavor. But we view the napranat of hetera that as a tam kadosh. In other words, that since it's a secondary flavor, we view that the walls, maybe it's the walls of the kli that weaken the flavor. And therefore, when you're dealing with heter, we have your leniencies of nat per nat. But by iser, it doesn't matter how many nats you have, as long as you don't have shishim, it's still a nat, it's still a davar aser. Okay, are there any questions? All right, so we'll hold it there. And Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow with Efshev Sagtai.